WRNO.
Here we go again. Winning at life. This is the Daily Wrap. Get the Friday version of it. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. A lot of people know me as the 401k and retirement authority. Others know me as a registered investment advisor or CEO of Gregory Ricks and Associates, founder of the Total Wealth Authority, speaking at the Women Winning at Life event next Thursday. We'll tell you about that and why you should attend. If you're a woman, that is. Men, we've got something else down the road for you. Once again, I'm Gregory Ricks, your host. This is Live Financial Talk Radio. If you have a financial situation, not sure what to do, you could do like all of the callers we had on the show last night. I had a lot of topics, but covered one and only three bullets of it. Unbelievable show we had. Why? Because of your contribution to it. Great questions, which helps everybody that's listening. The 20, 30,000 people listening to the show, the few callers we have that takes up the hour, and it's, I don't know how many that was, eight callers or something, but, you know, we don't just talk about something real quick and get you off the air. You know, this is your money. This is your financial life. We'll have a conversation. You ready for the number? Okay, here it comes. 504-260-0995. Okay, I'll do it again. 504-260-0995. We'll talk, we'll go over some numbers wrapping up the day today. You know, it is almost, you could have made judgments based on yesterday, the day before, and Monday, and gosh, said, what kind of Friday are we going to have? Well, then it depends on the jobs numbers, which everything was pretty much positive. I think we added 220,000 jobs. Unemployment rate is at 4.4%. The U6 is like 8. I might be a couple of tenths of the percent off, but I think it's at 8.6. I could be wrong. It might be 6.8. Now I'm getting numbers reversed. Nobody makes too much of a big deal at that, but it dropped down as well. I think it's 8.6. But it was all positive, and the market rewarded that today as well for the most part. Not some just crazy upside day, but it was an upside day. You know what? We will take that. You know why we invest? For upside days. There's always, you know, when you kind of look historically at trades, and there'll probably be some numbers I'll give you on tomorrow's show, but most likely on Monday, that we're looking at historicals on strategies and how many winning days. You always want more winning days than negative days. Otherwise, we'd just sell puts all the time. But we actually buy into positions most of the time. It means if you're putting money in an ETF, exchange traded fund, into a mutual fund, you're buying Netflix or Apple or Chevron, Exxon, hopefully not Sun Edison or Tesla. Hopefully you don't have Tesla right now, but it did have an up day. But when you're buying these positions, you're buying them because you expect them to go up much more than they go down over a period of time. And the longer your outlook, honestly, is the better your results, subject to them completely going the wrong way. That's why I mentioned Sun Edison. I think they're worth about a nickel a share. And I think 2 years ago, we sold them when we were up like almost 40% at like $29 a share. So, yeah, you don't want to stay on that downside. And we didn't go buy puts. We just knew it was headed the wrong way at that time. Who knew it would go to a nickel? You know, if you absolutely knew that, what would you do? Go buy puts. Yeah. Definitely. Would have made a fortune on that. But once again, that's something very risky, time sensitive. I don't advocate it, and we don't do that for clients. We never get a client to sign off on options, nor margins. We don't like margins either. And if a client brings assets over, an account over, and it's margined account, we're going to undo that. It's not something we get too excited about. Oh, yeah. Invest on borrowed money. See how that's going to go for you. I promise you, not too well. So we'll start out today, because I know we're likely to run out of time. Be callers calling the number 504-260-0995 to interact with the show. You know, had a couple conversations yesterday about gold, even on the show, which gold was off. I'm looking at the Spider Gold Trust. It's GLD, if you're wanting to input it. It was off 1.02%, so you could see it gap down and didn't close at the lowest point of the day, but it closed lower than it opened at today. So it was off $1.19, closed at $115.28. Sun Edison, yeah, it closed off 4%, so, you know, it's worth less than a nickel today. O'Reilly Auto Parts closed off 2.1. Yeah, it stayed out of bear territory. It closed just above bear territory yesterday. It was up 1.42%. You know, it's that company that's not no longer the most valuable automaker on the planet. And it doesn't make money on any cars. Harley-Davidson closed off 0.66%. Closing share price was $52.50. Amazon still under $1,000, but it was up 1.14%. Closed at $978.76. Rig closed at 788, off 1.93%. We had oil moving back down, so you know what that affected. All the oil stocks. Occidental closed off 0.32%. IBM was up 0.35 at 152.94. It kind of stays in that range. Has for quite a while. So let's take a look at the overall numbers. Try to figure out where am I at on this clock here. Okay. Do the update. If you have questions about the market, about your mutual funds, what to do with that 401k, we had some great questions yesterday regarding lump sum option. And a gentleman called in, and he's got paperwork headed to him regarding a lump sum option on his 401k. And actually, the lump sum option is very competitive. Usually, most of our guidance is you need to take the monthly pension. But he's got one where, when he gave me the number, I said, yeah, this is something we should discuss, because you have options, and especially since he's not going to retire for another 10 years. He said 15 years. So the math's easy. Well, heck, if we just double that money in 15 years, not 10 years, but double it in 15 years, that really mathematically sounds like a win-win for him. The Dow Jones Industrial was up 0.44%, you know, just kind of wanted to approach that 0.5%, but didn't get there. Closed at 21,414.34. The NASDAQ was up just over 1%, closed at 6153.08. The S&P 500 up 0.64%, closed at 24.25. The Russell outdid the NASDAQ, closed up 1.07%, closed at 14.15.84. And guess what else went up? The yield on 10-year treasuries would close at 2.386%. So this is interesting. We got the market moving up, and we have treasuries moving up. And it's been showing in the mortgages. We're at 4.05. Week ago, we were at 4.02. 15-year mortgages closed at 3.27. That's a pretty darn good number on a 15-year mortgage. Jumbos at 4.45. Jumbos, what does that mean? It means if you're taking out a mortgage that is $417,000 plus, they price it a little bit different than the 30-year mortgages. So the 30-year jumbo is 4.45. Yeah, they're charging you a little bit more. And a 5-year adjustable mortgage, which when somebody talks about adjustable regarding mortgages, you should jump out of your chair and run. They're at 3.45. What adjustable mortgage means? Your mortgage is going to go up in the future. How would you like that? Buy a house, squeak into it. You got to buy that lawnmower, drapes, blindfolds, couch, chair, fix a bunch of things. Even if it's a new house, it's not perfect. You know, when we were building our home, my wife is kind of a perfectionist. And she won't deny it or get mad at me telling you that. But I said, you're trying to get perfection out of something that's imperfect. You can never get perfection. You just try to get them to use the right materials for the job we're asking them to do and kind of do it correct. But, you know, there's some cabinet pulls that aren't quite perfectly aligned. I can live with it. She's like, order me some new doors. Hey, when we come back, I'll give you oil and gold. Take your calls, and we're going to talk about fixed annuities. You're listening to Winning at Life. This is the Daily Wrap. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, and you're listening to us on iHeartRadio.
Hey ladies, listen up. 9 out of 10 women will be the sole decision maker when it comes to finance, much more than men. Winning at Life invites you to our Women and Wealth event, Thursday, July 13th, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Metairie. Come learn about finance, retirement, Social Security, health care, and more. Gregory Riggs and our Total Wealth Authority will be in attendance. Bring your questions. A Q&A session will be held at the end. Reserve your seat. 504-832-9200. The Gregory Riggs and Associates app or GregoryRicks.com.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
We've got a map of callers, where they call from around the country, and it's really surprising how the audience and this show has grown. Thank you to all of you that are listening through the radio in your car or at home or on the stream through the iHeartRadio app.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet our estate planning attorney, Wes Blanchard.
By placing all of your property in that trust, you don't necessarily own that, and so they don't need to come in and sign off on a review of your will. By setting up the trust, you avoid that entire process.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, GregoryRicks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
Well, I have 529 accounts for my two grandchildren, and I've heard that they can negatively impact financial aid applications.
That is accurate. They're going to look for you to spend that money first before they kick in money.
That's why I kind of frown upon using 529s, because there's some tax advantages to saving through that. What the problem is, it's going to show up on a financial aid application. So they're going to take that in consideration, where if you're looking to help those children, just simply put up money in a savings account for them. The other way to handle that is to put money into a Roth. There's no early withdrawal penalty for purpose of paying tuition.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
At risk of losing your home in a foreclosure? We can help. We'll deal with your bank, lower your principal. We'll buy you a pony, give you the ability to fly. We'll let you ride a unicorn. We'll give you a...
If you're facing foreclosure, who should you trust? The Hope Hotline is a free resource connecting you with HUD-approved housing counseling agencies available 24 hours a day who can give you the information and clarity you need. Call the Hope Hotline at 888-995-HOPE. That's 888-995-4673. Brought to you by NeighborWorks America and the Ad Council.
You've been saying you need to get it together. Time to call Gregory. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. I don't know. This song always makes me excited about the weekend. And we got a couple other tunes for that as well. I heard May We All. Stacy likes this. Oh, we were listening to it. We were having a little before the show drinking time together. Stacy is my wife. Gorgeous blonde. And we're having a little drink, and then May We All by Florida Georgia Line came on, and it just connects me to one of my hobbies that I finally have taken up. It deals with cars, but it's kind of like a racing song when you see the video. She said, "Oh, you have goosebumps." I said, "Yeah, it gives me that speed urge of in a car." I was like, "God, it's fun to listen to." Let's see, where am I? This is Winning at Life. It is the Daily Wrap. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. I'm founder and CEO of Gregory Ricks and Associates, a registered investment advisory firm. Some of what we do is we do a 401k analyzer to give you guidance on how you should be invested, when you should be invested, how much you should be invested. And we just don't do busy work. Like some of those firms, is they just do rebalancing. Oh, let's rebalance you. You know how that went into the Great Recession? You just kept rebalancing your money away. We don't do busy work. We want to make sure everything correlates with the purpose of your money and that we're chasing an upward trend. That's why you buy and invest in securities. Everybody buys positions. Everybody doesn't go out there and buy puts or sell puts. That's an option, puts. No, we actually take positions in companies that we expect to do well. If we're wanting to correlate to risk, if we're not wanting to correlate to risk, we're looking at no risk alternatives, maybe where we can get market gains without risk. It's called fixed indexed annuities. We're going to talk about those in a few minutes. One of the topics that's really important to me and an emphasis that we've taken for several years now is our Women Winning at Life program. I don't know, some years back I felt there was a disconnect that maybe we didn't understand a woman's view enough, or emphasize that we look at the gaps, or that when her best friend in life moves on before her, which is statistically a high percentage, that's the way it's going to play out. Why? Who makes up most of the centenarians we have? Huge. It's like better than 80% are female. That tells you right there.
So we look at the gaps. How do we solve those gaps? How do we maximize Social Security? So and spousal continuation on pensions, and make sure the 401k or retirement assets are growing to fill the gap. That's some of the emphasis, and we work to make sure women understand that, and that if their best friend in life moves on before them, the world doesn't blow up, the income continues, that they don't have to make big decisions, that everything continues. Yeah, there are decisions to make, but we don't have to make it right now. We have time to do so. We have a live event, Women Winning at Life, July 13th. I think we kind of request everybody in their seats by about 6:15, so it gives you a timeline. At 6:30, I'll start speaking. We've got a few videos to show you the Total Wealth Authority. By about 7:30, salads are being served. Oh, and by the way, it is at one of my favorite restaurants. They have a great room for this upstairs. There's no elevator or anything, so handicap is kind of an issue. It's at Ruth's Chris on Veterans in Metairie. Worth driving to, whether it's a few blocks or an hour, I think. Great food, great friendship, and this is an all-women's event. How do you get in? Call 504-832-9200. Or you can go to gregoryricks.com. And there's a number of tabs, easy to find where to go to and request event. Or send me an email, gregory@gregoryricks.com, info@gregoryricks.com, just somebody.com. So you get my point. GregoryRicks.com leads you there, as well as that phone number, and everything's on the website also. So you need to RSVP. Yes, there is a $10 fee. I wasn't going to forget that. A $10 fee. I'm going to match it, as I always do. And we're going to donate it to all of it to a local charity, and we're going to do some good in the Gulf Coast community that reaches from New Orleans to the tip of Florida is kind of where we cover on charities and such that we like to support. Hey, I don't know if we've told you this, but you know, we're going to be a part of Cruising on the Coast coming up in October. Really, really excited about that. I've not been to it for a long time because I do a weeknight radio show on Saturdays. So we're working. There's still a few things to work out, but we're gonna do our Friday night on the last weekend, the big weekend of Cruising on the Coast. We're going to do a Friday night show there, I believe, in the Gulfport area, and our Saturday show from 10 to 1, which is Winning at Life, the weekly wrap. We're really excited in being a part of that on the Gulf Coast, Mississippi. And gosh, that is such a big event because you have people traveling from all over. We'll give you more details about where we'll be at when everything's finalized. But once again, ladies, sign up for the Women Winning at Life event. We're going to talk about, you know, and here's when I go back, I'm going to tell my backstory, what happened to, you know, and I'll tell you, Dad was killed in an offshore accident when I was young. Mom came into a lot of money, not understanding the capability of assets, how to generate income, how to know whether or not you're getting good advice. And gosh, she did not have a guided planning system to go forward with. And that is something you need. You need to understand how Social Security benefits work and how to maximize. She did not understand that as well. So that's some of the things we're going to talk about. Total Wealth Authority is going to be there. That means Dwayne Stein of Mortgage Gumbo, host of Mortgage Gumbo, is going to be there. Tracy and Stephanie, I believe, of Dwell NOLA Realty, they're part of our Wealth Authority. Wes Blanchard, awesome estate planning attorney. And then, of course, you know we have to have a CPA in the mix, and that's Jude Heath of Heath & Associates, I believe it is. Did I get that right, Angie? Okay, good. So he's going to be there as well, and they'll all get a few minutes for you and be there the whole time of the event. And we're breaking bread at Ruth's Chris. How can you not want to get some of these insights of how to maximize the financial system? And it's just a phone call away. The office number, whether you're needing to sign up for that event or, hey, Gregory, I want to talk to you, or can we set up a go-to meeting? Can I come in for a visit? That phone number is 504-832-9200, or go to GregoryRicks.com. One of the things I mentioned to you last night, we are looking at some charts. I'm going to see about getting them put up on our numbers page, which when you go to the website, GregoryRicks.com, there's a numbers page. It shows the market numbers in each day. And James is on vacation, or I would have had him post them today. We're going to talk about these further tomorrow. But one of the things on one of my key people, Cody, does great work for me. He was looking at 3-year average returns versus market history. Something really interesting, the Dow Jones Industrial Average. When you look at 3-year returns, and then we have symmetry as well. So we're looking at 3-year returns versus the market and recessions. And where you look at the recession in 2001, and then you look at the recession in, well, I'll just say the market downturn, whether that's categorized a recession or not. But in 2001, we had a market downturn, pretty big one. 2008, guess what? Recession, big market downturn. And we're looking at 3-year price returns, and we're at 25.88. And the two previous times that happened, we moved into a recession, the Great Recession. And on the Dow Jones Industrial, if you looked at the chart, and I'm going to make this available to you on Monday on our numbers page, is the symmetry of it is scary identical. The music means we got to pay a few bills, but I'm going to talk to you about the S&P 500, the Russell, and then the NASDAQ on this when we come back from the break. But we are coming back from the break. You're listening to Winning at Life, the Daily Wrap. It is live financial talk radio. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. This is on iHeartRadio.
For a lot of children, the key to success in school is having the right supplies. And Access Health Louisiana is holding several Supplies for Success events around the area this summer. There will be free backpacks filled with school supplies and entertainment and games for the kids. Supply giveaways will be held this summer in Norco, Hammond, Bogalusa, and Kenner. Go to accesshealthla.org for more information. A message from WRNO Communities, helping to make a difference in New Orleans.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
It's like a conversation I had the other day regarding a reverse mortgage. And she asked me, she said, okay, what is it that's going to go bad? I said, well, let me ask you this. This current mortgage you have, if you quit making payments on it, isn't that one you got to be careful with too? She said, oh, yeah. I said, what would happen if you quit making payments? She said, at some point, they're going to make me move. And that's exactly right. You have a reverse mortgage. Both of you are on the reverse mortgage. What's the worst thing that could happen? You don't leave any equity to your kids. But you do have to pay your taxes and your insurance along the way. That could cause you a problem.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Sharing has never meant as much as it does now. Everything is up for the world to see. But what if the sharing could be used to make a difference? The National MS Society is building a place where everyone can share their experiences for good. If you have a story, share it. If you have a solution, Share that too, because together we are stronger. Join us at wearestrongerthanms.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
If you in any form or fashion are thinking about buying an annuity, whether it's a fixed or variable, you need to get a second opinion. And that's why you should give my office a call.
Gregory Ricks and Associates, the 401k and retirement authority. 504-832-9200, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or gregoryricks.com.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
First rule is avoid losing money. Rule number two is have your money making money when it should. Third is the return of your money is more important than the return on your money. So what are your exits? How do you get it out?
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Fox News Radio, I'm Carol McHugh. For the first time, President Trump and Vladimir Putin meet and talk face-to-face.
They met for 2 hours and 15 minutes, but they did have a lot to discuss. The first topic was Russian meddling in the U.S. election. According to Rex Tillerson, the Secretary of State, President Trump confronted President Putin directly over that. President Putin again denied any involvement, but the President of the United States said, this is a hindrance to our relationship. We've got to figure a way past it.
Fox's John Roberts, the G20 summit. A heat wave adding to wildfire fighter woes out west.
Temperatures are around 100 degrees in parts of Nevada where there are three fires. Jason Curry is a spokesman for the team handling all three of them, including the Truckee fire, now over 100,000 acres.
And we've got less than 60% containment on all three of them.
Another fire burning near the Colorado resort town of Breckenridge seems to have calmed down, but crews were worried about spot fires.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks & Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to gregoryricks.com.
Big enough to deliver, small enough to care. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5
WRNO. You know what I'm a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio.
You know what? If I could sing like Zach Brown, you know what I would do? I'd get some friends together that could play some guitar, strings, keyboard, and we would tour the country. Bring a chef, entourage, and have a good time. But then I would be copying Zach Brown because that's what he does. And sing like that and have great country music. Hey, this is Winning at Life. It is the Daily Wrap. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, the one that can't sing like Zach Brown, even on his best day ever. Nothing like him. I was reading in the Times-Picayune, they send the paper, you know, The Advocate prints it for me, all the news that you could see on the web, they print it for me and deliver it to the house. And the Times-Picayune does it occasionally, you know, here and there during the week. And then in their, I guess, weekend piece in the paper, they had something about the best burgers listed. They had some 3,200 respondents push the best burgers in, I guess, the metro area, but they should have reached out a little bit further. And one of the entrants in Best Burger, and I didn't know they had a burger, but it's McClure's at Nola Brewery. I'm like, and the only comment is, it's the best barbecue in town. Well, it is not the best barbecue on the Gulf Coast, I'll tell you that. considering New Orleans a part of the Gulf Coast, and I do. It is not the best barbecue. I don't think it's the best barbecue in town, so don't hate on me. It's my taste buds I'm talking about. But I don't know where that fits into the top 10 burgers in town. And there was a couple other questionable selections, and I'm not going to rain on them, but I did rain on that one. Bud's Broiler came out to be number one. And I could see why. You know what? I like a good grilled burger. Portocol made it in the top five. I don't know. They were maybe worth three or four. Who was it? Company Burger, which has a store downtown. I think they made number two. Don't hold me to the order out there. But you know what? I think my burger should be in the top two, if not number one. I make a mean, great tasting grilled burger.
As in like your burger, the one you make?
The one I make. I love it. But I'll tell you, the best hamburger, cheeseburger I've ever ate in my life. And when I was there at the lodge at Torrey Pines in San Diego, California, when we first arrived there, we went to the grill by the clubhouse. And we were like starving and had this burger. It's the one I judge all burgers for. And I think it makes number ones by others as well across the country. When you're looking at burgers across the country, I travel a lot and have over the years. That is, to me, is the standard. And I also had that burger again before I left that lodge at Torrey Pines. I was in San Diego back in January, and they had some big golf tournament, and I don't remember which one it was. The golfers would like be hating on me for not remembering the name of the tournament. But everybody that is anybody in golf was there, and that meant I couldn't go there and get my cheeseburger at the grill at Torrey Pines by the clubhouse. So I've got to go back to San Diego again. But that's, to me, the best burger I've ever had, and I reconfirmed it by having it 2 or 3 days later after the first time. And Stacy reconfirmed it because she cheated on me. She went to the grill by the clubhouse at Torrey Pines without me while we were there. And we were there, I think, 5 days or six. And she had one of those cheeseburgers without me. Can you believe she did that?
Well, what makes this burger so great?
I don't know, but you know what? I go again. I'm almost like, can I talk to the chef? What is it you're doing that made it so good? I think it's something with the buns, something with the burger, the cheese, the toppings. It is to have a great burger. I think it's a package deal. It's not just all the patties or some special sauce that McDonald's does. You know, it is a combination that gives you that flavor. Freshness, tenderness. When you chew it, it's consistent. That's how you get a great burger. And I've been in Europe. I've had burgers in Europe. And what I advise is do not order a hamburger in Europe. You will be disappointed every time. Because I was. It's like, why did I do this again?
I heard most American food in Europe is not great.
They don't know what to do with a hamburger in Europe. I'll tell you that. These Americans order this, and what do we do? How long do we cook it? 2 minutes is good, because that's what it looks like they do. They cook it for 2 minutes, and I can't eat it. I'm not going to eat raw hamburger meat, by the way.
You know, the difference when you're grilling, why do you look at hamburgers differently than steaks? Because hamburgers are ground meat. You have to hit a temperature mark, and I always order mine kind of medium well. Why? I need it to hit that temperature mark in the center of the ground meat because it's ground. It could have germs in the center of the patty. If I'm ordering a filet, ribeye, New York strip, you know where the germs are? On the exterior of the steak, not at the center. That's why I can order it medium rare, because I'm not trying to have to kill the germs in the center. I just want the best tasting steak that's tender, and my palate really enjoys it. Now, I've been off on a food tangent. I don't know. It just got me going on the hamburger thing tonight. Hey, if you'd like to chime in, 504-260-0995. If you want to talk something financial, good. This is Friday night. If you want to tell me where you got the best hamburger from, I'll let you do that as well. Hey, tell me your best barbecue place too as well. I'll let you do that also. 504-260-0995. I've got to get back to these charts. We're almost to the next break, and I spent this as a hamburger and steak segment, it seems like. Okay, so we talked about the Dow Jones Industrial having symmetry before the last recession, and then we have that same look again. So what does this mean? Are we, and when you look at the market, what is this market doing? Is it wanting to move up? Is it wanting to move down? It's like every day's different. We seriously have a sideways market, and you know what? It's trending. It's kind of trending sideways. When you look at the S&P 500, we had 30.22% 3-year total returns past 3 years, but we had back in 2001. And back in 2008, the downturns are at the same point that we're at now, just like the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Now, we don't have symmetry there like we did on the Dow Jones, but that symmetry is scary, and I'm going to get that posted for you on Monday. The Russell, we had this. Now, the Russell doesn't go back to 2001, but in 2008, 3-year price returns daily, its downturn started at the same point we're at now, and actually we've been sideways for a while when you look at the Russell 2000. Guess which one is out of whack? The one I haven't mentioned. Yeah, the QQQ, the NASDAQ. It's still above the 3 average year returns historically where it was in 2008, it has not moved down to where the other. Yeah, it's tracking sideways ultimately, but it's just not there. So it's the one still holding out. What happens if they all three match up in the coming months? Angie, are we about on a break? I know we've got a caller here, and there's another one calling in, and I see another phone ringing. You guys hold on just a couple minutes. We're going to pay a couple of bills and cut half the bills we're paying out because we already paid them. You're listening to Winning at Life. This is the Daily Wrap with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
About money. James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to gregoryricks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Everybody's mindset is to be a millionaire at retirement because of inflation and lost buying power. Remember, in 1974, a Big Mac cost 75 cents. Is that some inflation? or what?
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Hey, Raj. Happy birthday. How are you doing? Still feeling on top of your game?
No complaints.
Great. You've hit the big 5-0 now. You thought about talking with your doctor about some screening tests you need?
Screening for what?
High blood pressure, high cholesterol, colorectal cancer.
Jeez, that's not what I wanted to hear.
Hey, you have to know what's going on to stay on top of your game.
Visit ahrq.gov/consumer for a free checklist of screening tests for men 50 and older. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet Dwayne Stein of Mortgage Gumbo.
Every time I ask it how many homeowners are in the audience, it's 100%, let's say 90% to be safe. But then when I say how many are in a retirement home, you go down to 10, 20%.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, gregoryricks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
I have about $500,000 in cash. I want it to be a very unrisk type of investment.
And this is the way I look at all money. We work hard to get it, whether it's $500,000, $200,000, or $800,000. It's all really important money. But I do have clients that come in, and they're just like Ray is. I'd like to get this money to work, but I do not want to lose a penny. And there are financial tools and strategies to do that, depending on the length of time that you have to put this money to work. One of the ways I like to break it down is I'll say that $500,000 isn't going to do all the same job. It could be a number of things, and that's how we want to assign it.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Financial Wisdom, Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Well, if you didn't know, I do enjoy talking about hamburgers, cheeseburgers and steaks. Yeah, it's a weakness. But I really love talking about money and doing this show. It's live Financial Talk Radio. This is Winning at Life, the Daily Wrap. We do it every evening at 7. We do it on Saturdays from 10 to 1, a three-hour marathon of live financial talk radio we call the Weekly Wrap. I've got a lot to cover with you tomorrow as well that could change your life financially. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. I do have a financial firm. You can reach us at gregoryricks.com. But if you'd like to participate in the show, we have Keith that's participating in live financial talk radio. He dialed up 504-260-0995. Keith from Foshan. That'd be Foshan, Louisiana, right?
That's correct.
Welcome to the show. How can I help you?
I've listened to some different people talk about you can't have a regular IRA and then have a Roth in the same. Is that correct?
Well, they're not the same, but one correlation they have is they are both considered qualified money, meaning they have a preferential tax treatment. A Roth IRA, you put in after-tax dollars, but it grows tax-deferred and distributes tax-free if you follow a couple of rules, like leaving it there for 5 years at least, and you're taking it out after age 59 and a half. A regular IRA, or we would call a traditional IRA, is where you're putting in money that could be tax deductible. It grows tax deferred, and it comes out taxable as ordinary income. So that's kind of the two differences. Is that what you understood, Keith?
Yeah, I understand that part, but what I understood, that, see, I'm having to do the back door wrong. And what I heard that you couldn't have money in a regular IRA and then have be doing the backdoor Roth.
Well, backdoor Roth has to do with your income limits, that you can't do contributions because of your income. And I'm in that situation as well. I use the backdoor Roth. So what I do, because I'm over 50, actually age 56, full disclosure, I contribute $6,500 a year to a non-deductible Roth. I'm not going to deduct it, and I can't anyhow because my income's a little above that. But I can convert it because there's no income limit. So I drop $6,500 into a traditional Roth, and then a few days later, I convert it to a Roth. So it can go, and it's still after-tax dollar because the traditional was not deducted. So I'm growing it tax-deferred, and I'm going to take it out tax-free one day. That's how the backdoor Roth works. That's what you understand?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's 100% accurate on that. All right. Thanks for the call, Keith. Thank you for listening, my friend. I had a question come in today from actually a client that had actually reached out to their previous advisor, and they had a REIT that was in a non-qualified account, and they were some reason wanting to put it into qualified money. And their person said, well, their previous person in the email exchange between the client and this previous financial advisor had suggested, well, why don't you have your current advisor move that over to an IRA as a contribution? And then you won't have to deal with that problem of that those distributions being taxable. Well, this previous advisor did not do their homework, because you cannot do contributions to an IRA with a security or a non-cash item. The IRS says we'll take contributions to your IRA has to be in cash, not in kind of a security. You can do a rollover from one IRA to another in kind or in cash, but contributions always have to be in cash. So we gave them the IRS code that actually explained that, and then they replied, thanks, okay. But they were kind of insinuating, well, like, why didn't you do this for me? Because your previous person didn't know what the heck they were talking about. That's why you should use us. Hey, Chris, he's dialed up 504-260-0995 to participate in live financial talk radio. But I think he's going to talk about food, one of my favorite subjects besides money. Welcome to the show, Chris from Picayune.
Thank you, Gregory. It's good to be on. And yeah, I just want to talk about one of my experiences recently. We were on our way to Phoenix, Arizona, and we stopped by in Almogorado, New Mexico, to see my wife's sister. And we told her to, you know, bring us to a place that she really likes. So we go up to a small mountain town called Cloud Cross, New Mexico, and it's about 8,500 feet, and it's a beautiful ride.
Above sea level? You're referring to? Okay.
Yes, sir. 8,500 feet above sea level. And it's a beautiful ride up. And we get up there, and there's this wooden building, and it's a really nice building. And we get out there, and the line is out the door, and it says on the outside, there's a sign that says, this is not a barbecue restaurant. This is a barbecue joint. So basically they make a certain amount of food, and when they run out, they're done. And they run out pretty early every day, usually before supper time. I mean, it's that good. And there's so many people that go there just because it's that good. But, you know, once I was about, I mean, we was in the parking lot. I could just smell how good it was. And we waited about an hour in line before we ordered. And when we got there,
their selection was, they had brisket, they had pulled pork, they had smoked sausage, they had, I mean, the sides, they had baked beans, they had these potatoes that were kind of, they weren't really mashed, but they were, you know, had little chunks in them, and it, the food was unbelievable. I mean, the place is called Mad Jack's Mountaintop Barbecue.
You know, when you go to a place and it and they are lined up outside, and I'm for one don't like lines. I really don't. I just don't have patience for them anymore. But you know, when they're lined up and it's barbecue, you're at the right place. There was a place in Kansas City. I was up there for an IRA conference, you know, talking about, you know, qualified accounts and 401ks and all that kind of exciting stuff I was up there for. And some friends and I that met, and I have friends across the country, but we were all there at that conference. And one of them said, hey, let's go to this. And I think it's called 93Q or something. I'll have to go back and check and tell you, update you later to be accurate. And they do table service, but we, and I never do this. We waited an hour to eat at that place, and it was unbelievable. But you know, when you go to places and they run out of food, you know, it's good too. Those are little signs, Chris.
Yeah. I've never been to a place that was like that. I've never been to a place where when they run out of food, they're done for the day. And every
I have.
Day place runs out. And I'll tell you this right now. I'm not a big fan of when I go to barbecue places and have their ribs, but this place had some of the best ribs I've ever had. The smoked ribs, and I didn't even need barbecue sauce on it. It was just, I can't even describe how good it was. I mean, and the guy, his, the owner, his name is Mad Jack. And if you look him up, you know, he's been in the paper and all this and that. And he's actually from Texas. He's from around Austin, Texas, I believe. And yeah, he took that style of barbecue and brought it up into Cloud Cross. And that's one place I will never forget, because I've never been to a barbecue place that just, everything we had, we had pretty much everything on the menu, and it was just unbelievable.
Awesome. I always like to start with the pulled pork and the brisket, and then if I do a second visit, I've got to have the ribs and sausage. Thank you for those comments. Thank you for listening to the show, Chris, and sharing that with us. You've been listening to Winning at Life. This is the Daily Wrap. We'll be back here tomorrow for the Weekend Wrap from 10 to 1. Same station, same iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. You've been listening to us on iHeartRadio.
With Gregory Ricks is
thank you for tuning in to Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. If you need to contact the office, find our next live event, listen to the show live or on demand, remember the Gregory Ricks and Associates app.
Cakes Baseball lives here. WRNO-FM, New Orleans, an iHeart Radio station.